We began Erev Hashanah, a maimer from Rebellia Weintraub, which combines Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to understand the whole Mahalach of this time of the year. And we began with the question, let me just give a 2 minute chazara. We began with the question of how is it possible to come to a to come in one day in Yom Kippur, to come to Lifnei Hashem to Taru, to be pure of all of our avavis, and to change even the tiniest little thing in life is so hard to change, to become somebody different. That's the question that he's only going to return to at the very end to answer. Now, we learned that the same way we have, you know, there's such a thing as mechilas. I spoke about in shul a few weeks ago, how there are these tunnels that lead miraculously from Chutz Laaretz to Yerushalayim, and you know, you walk for an hour and then you come up in Eretz Yisrael. So there are mechilas in time. There are ways to return. There are miraculous ways for person and for us as a people to go back, to return, to go back in time. We find that Yovel is the most obvious. That's what Rebellion was talking about. That when it comes to the Yovel, when it comes to that year of Yovel, so then the slaves return to their homes, the fields return to the original owner. And that's the side we learned of Chamishim of 50, of being free, of Yitzis Mitzrayim, 49 days, and then Maamar HaSinai, which was a return to Adam Kaidem Achet. And Revelia says that Tishrei is the seventh month, and Chazal tells us that all sevens are beloved by Hashem. And the reason that they're beloved is because just like Shabbos means when the Mahalach stops and we're able to rewind and go back to what was before. So all sevens, and he explained that, we're not going to go back over that, but all sevens mean to go back to what was before, to go back to what was before. And therefore Rosh Hashanah, the Ran describes Rosh Hashanah as being a time of Ratzon B'Yoseh. Ratzon B'Yoseh, tremendous Ratzon. And the whole 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah is when things sort of move into high gear, and Ratzon B'Yoseh. What's the Ratzon B'Yoseh? So Rosh Hashanah is the day of HaMelech, Gili HaMalchus, Malchus Hashem. We say Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, and he brought from Chaim Elojna. Why do we do that? We should say Hashem Molech, he was, and Hashem Melech is, and Yimloch will always be. Why do we begin with Melech? Because the truth is that what Hashem was before, that at the very, very beginning, it was clear that everything was him, and what will be at the end, when once again it will be totally clear that everything is him, Hashem Echad. The hard thing, of course, is in the present moment that I'm in, that it should be Hashem Melech. To be able to go back to that, what was, and to anticipate what's going to be in the present moment, to have a clarity of Hashem Melech, that some of the hestapanim and some of the concealment that's covering over that absolute truth of everything being God, that we have access to that in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Gilui HaMalchus, is HaMelech. So on that day of Malchus, HaMelech, now we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, because we're always striving to come to that. That we should be able to come to that truth of Hashem Melech even now, when we have a world, and this world is covering and concealing, and it doesn't look like it's God, but really even this second, everything is Hashem Melech. That Gilui is in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, the Nekudas HaEmes is revealed, and that's why in Rosh Hashanah the Brachas of Dvarcha Emes, Dvarcha Malkeinu Emes. Emes, v'kayim la'ad. Emes is always. Emes is, it doesn't stop. It was, it is, and it will be. It's aleph, mem, sof. It's always. Anything that's not always is chazav. It's not true emes. It's not emes. Emes means kayim la'ad. It is. And if we sign up for that, and Rosh Hashanah, if we sign up for that program of what? Of malchus, of Hashem Melech, that means that our lives are bound to that which is the absolute truth, which always was, is, and will always be. Omnam perish tochen inim lazeh, let's go weiter, on the bottom of Ayin Aleph, and move into Yom Kippur. Omnam perish tochen inim lazeh, udihine kol maise bereshis, nisyaseid am lekudas emes. All of creation, of course, is built upon this lekuda of emes. V'kamesh akosu balatur mevarishonim zal, bereshis bar lukim, sefetetis emes. That the last letters of the words, bereshis bar lukim, you dig deep, and you follow it through, then you'll find Emes. The last letters are Emes. Reish Tavarcha Emes. creation begins. It's based upon emes. The abosis shall call ma'aseh b'reishis u'midas emes, because the basis of all of creation is the midah of emes. B'zeh soid pnimiyus ha'kiyum shall call ha'nevroim, and that is what gives all existence kiyum. It gives it the ability to live and to continue. Da'im u'kushorim b'kviyus ha'mashem esboch, because this world is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shechoyis mei emes v'hu kaim l'ad, who is forever. Therefore, all of creation, the sun, the moon, and all the animals and plants and everything, are happily going about their business, doing the will of God. All of creation is singing out to Hashem. Everything is praising Hashem. Because creation knows, obviously, not in the way that we know intellectually, but intuitively, creation knows that if he's here, then I'm here, and my existence is meaningful because of his existence, and it's not that I have some sort of separate existence. As a separate thing, I'm meaningless. I have no point. There's no point to my existence. And every single second, the creation recognizes this, that it belongs to Hashem. It's Hashem's.
Zehu matzav kavua v'yatzev. That's what gives emes v'yatzev. Emes v'yatzev. Yetzivus means stability. Consistency, stability.
Shabriya mekusheris im boira tadir. That all of creation is bound to Hashem always. Zehu midas emes amekayim esebri. That's the mid of emes that's mekayim, that sustains creation. Ayin beis. When we call habriya, and from all of creation, we call habriya, Yesh bria mishuna. There's one mishunatik, a strange creature that exists. Shehufka min emes. That is like not in the party. That has the option to reject God. That has free choice to opt out of this truth. The rest of creation, everything is happy doing what it's supposed to be doing.
V'hu ha'odam. Shenosn l'kach ha'bichiru. The man has choice. V'yochel hishtanis kol regen. Every second of his life he could change.
Therefore, man, by nature, since he has choice, is not in that state of emes and kayim. It's flimsy and fluctuates and changes. And only man seems to be the only creature that is able to exist. So it seems to him that he's b'shus atzmai. He's his own balabas. Which means that he can go far away from the truth.
In other words, man feels that he's chutz. There's something in his that he doesn't have to be godly. He's outside. He could be chutz.
No other creature in the world feels that. No other creature will looks at itself in such a way. A man feels that he doesn't have to do God's will. Food dvar pella. This is really a wondrous thing. Shadavke bechir hayitzum, that the holiest and the greatest of all that exists, a human being, nezer habri, the crown of creation, hu hamufke ben emes,
is really furthest from the truth, potentially furthest from the truth.
Omame emes hu sheyesh bodem nekudas emes ba'ofen muchlad. Of course, it can't be, and the reason for that is that inside of men, Adam is an Adam Kriyam, Adam is the Adam Yisrael. That inside of Adam, there's Nekudas Emes Ba'ifin Mukhlat. There is that point of truth, of absolute truth, inside of us as well.
The Nekudas Harotzen Hapnimi Ha'amayg B'yayseh Shloi Hulasis V'san Kainet.
The deepest Rotzen, the deepest longing and will of a Jew is to do God's will.
K'may Shekosu B'gemar, Ritzaynenu La'asayis Ritzaincha. Our real
desire, our real will, is to do God's will.
Umima akev, and what's holding you back, if that's what you want to do?
The teretz is, what's holding me back is the sa'ar shabisa, the shibit malchiz, the chometz inside. You created something else inside of me. On the one hand, I have this deep rotzen, this emes inside of me. On the other hand, you created what appears to be a whole alternate system of a way of thinking, which is the Yetzer Hara. and the Shivat Malchias, that I'm influenced by the people amongst whom I live and the nations of the world.
The deepest Ratzon is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And that Nakuda of truth, is permanent. It's built in. It's there. That's Kaim La'ad.
And therefore all of the sins that have been committed, the millions and billions of sins that have been committed, over the generations,
Einim ela michshol ba'alma.
Their failures, their stumblings, mistakes.
Mikorach hashpoah chitzaynis shel hayetzar, because of the outside influence of the Yetzar, the Shibud Malchias, and our being among the nations.
Aval haratzon be'etzem hu lasis v'tzayin yisbarach.
But of course, the essential, true, permanent, fixed will of a Jew is to do the Ratzon Hashem.
Ratzon zehu amiti v'kayim la'ad, and it's emes and kayim la'ad.
She'enem istana klal, doesn't change.
V'chol avayda sa'odim hi rakel hasir es taruves azuhama achitzaynus,
and all of our avayda is to try to get rid of the outside noise that's confusing us, that's causing us to be distracted and to forget that pnimius that's emes.
The lachshayf as nekudas emesu, so that we should be able to penetrate into the depths of who we are and to get to that nekuda of emes. That's really our free choice.
Shiratzen zeh hachovui b'matmonius hanefesh, that rotzen that is hidden in the soul,
yetzel legilui, that it should come out and be revealed in our lives.
V'yisnaig b'parol rakapi rotzen zeh,
that we should conduct our lives according to that deepest rotzen that's there.
Ha'amida, because that tkiya comes from that place. That's where the tkiya comes from. That nekuda of emes. That's where it comes from.
Along the way, you get some rachim, the shvarim and the trua, like the shloi explains, right? You get lost. And you get messed up. That's what the shvarim and the trua mean. To be tzibrachim, to be lost, to be... But the straight sound of the tkiya is the elukim asas adam yosha. The shvarim and the trua is bikshu v'chashbonis rabim. We get distracted. But the yashvus of the tkiya is who the person is.
Ha'amida al nekudas emezu.
Being able to connect to that nekuda of emes that's inside of us,
he be emes chazor lematzav hakodem shel adam.
That is, in effect, that is the return that we've been talking about. That is returning to the original state that we were in.
Shrei ha'adam, that's being free from all this artificial and phony and external to who we are.
Shrei ha'adam be'es yitziraso hayakadosh v'tar betachlis.
When man was created, originally, he was pure, and he was holy.
That all he wanted was to increase kavod shamayim.
How he sinned, okay, that's not for now, but that, and how he was able to hear such a voice of the snake, that's a different discussion. But he thought that was going to bring more kavod shamayim, obviously. He really thought that was going to bring more kavod shamayim. It's a terrible mistake. But that's all he wanted, was more kavod shamayim.
All man originally wanted was Hamelech, was Hashem Melech. That's all he wanted. That was that first Rosh Hashanah.
K'ma shekosu b'medrash k'sh'omar ha'raglav osav es kol ha'chayis,
as the Medrash says, that when Adam HaRishon opened his eyes, he gathered together all the creatures, v'ma Hashem Molech geus lovesh, and he said, and he taught them to what Hashem Molech geus lovesh, Malchus Hashem.
And only when he ate from the tree of knowledge,
then this foreign, strange pollution got mixed into the system, and he lost touch with an akuda of emes.
Then he became already caught between toiv and ra,
where he could hear inside of himself a voice that's telling him something that's not true.
That he has this kesher with ra.
The nimtza dikshamas meiser ha'adam is tchunas azaros me'atzmoi.
So the person peels away those things that don't belong in him, and he tries to work on his on all the midas and on
Shemius Ainaim, Shemius Aloshen, and all the lavmen and so on, and to clear away all the guk that has clouded that truth of the Ratzon HaPnimi, then Harayu Choyzer Al Matzav HaRishon. That's what Tshuva means. Then you go back to how you originally were, to how we were at the beginning. Shekol Mitzuyusa Hirak Ratzon Kainai, which everything was just with Sain Hashem. Zeh Hamuvan Beloshim Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're saying in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Udvarcha emes v'kayim la'ad. Again, it's not in the Sahari, it's Udvarcha malkeinu emes v'kayim la'ad. That Hashem, our King, everything you is emes v'kayim la'ad. It's true and it's eternal. It's always. The Rosh Hashanah habriyach hezeres b'midim siyemes. That every Rosh Hashanah, all of creation, to some degree, goes back to that. L'matzava harishin shemalchusay b'kol mashallah, to that original state of Malchusa, the Malchus Hashem is Hashem Melech, in the present, clear. Malkein Yesh Hashpo El Yoyne V'Siyayte Dishmayin Niflol Ha'odom Lachzal L'Shar Sharishin. There, for every Rosh Hashanah, there's a tremendous Siyayte Dishmaya help that's coming from above, and tremendous Esayris, that if a person wants it, he can go back to how he was before he ever did the Averis, before he ever got lost. Liyos Yedeya Toiv Belvad, to be a person that's Yedeya Toiv, not Toiv Vira. That everything, all he wants is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's returning to that matzav of emes. The nekudas haRatzon haPnimi kayemes laad bli shinui, because that nekuda of emes that is the inner Ratzon of a person, that's forever. That doesn't change. She is snag me'at al pi emezu. And in Rosh Hashanah, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that we should be able to live according to that truth that we know is the only truth. Yom, now where's Yom Kippur? So Yom HaKippurim, the bottom of page Ayin Beis. Yom HaKippurim oyla al Rosh Hashanah aseres moinim. Yom Kippur is 10 times Rosh Hashanah. Aseres moinim. With the power and the strength, the energy that one has to go back to the beginning, to the Shayrish. The Yom Kippur is Yovel. That's when Yovel, that was the Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year, was Yom Kippur. That means what? Yovel Yachiyah Shenigma by Shichur Ha'avadna B'Parl. Even though there was an announcement that was made on Rosh Hashanah, and the slaves were officially free, but as we learned last week, they didn't go back to where they came from yet. They still stayed. They stayed there, and they were eating and drinking and so on. Only in Yom Kippur did everything actually return. That means that Yom Kippur is mamish, 10 times Rosh Hashanah. It means l'maisa. Hine echad hakaparos hayoyis gadol sheyesh b'Yom Kippur. One of the biggest kaparos that we have, of course, in Yom Kippur, the benat zeche without the Beis HaMikdash, but when the Beis HaMikdash was there and will be back with us, it's the biggest kapara, which is what? Ayivei Seir LaZazel. Was throwing the goat off the mountain, the Seir LaZazel. Shemachapa kol ha'avainis, kalis v'chamuris. That brings kapara for all aveiros. V'nema b'abitayra, v'nosa ha'seir alav, es kol avainaisam el eretz gzeira. That this animal mysteriously would carry upon itself all of our aveiros, el eretz gzeira, into that desolate place that it was thrown. It carried all of the affairs of Klal Yisrael. V'darshu Chazal, now Chazal darshan on the word, an amazing thing. It says it would carry as kol avay noisam. And Chazal darshan, avay noisam is the oisius avayn tam, the sin of the pure one, of the innocent one. Shemechap al avaynes shel Yaakov ish tam. Who's the one that's in the Torah that's called ish tam? That's Yaakov Avinu. What is that? What's that? Avoin tam. What knowledge do we gain by that? The Torah is telling us the simple pshat is that through the Seir LaZazel, all of our aveiros, there's a kapar for all of our aveiros. And the Chazal Darshan, avoin noisam is the easiest avoin tam. The Seir obviously is an allusion to who? To Esav. Esav is an ish Seir. The Seir LaZazel. So Esav is an allusion to the Seir LaZazel. Esav is thrown off the mountain with the Seir LaZazel, and that brings kapara al avaynay sam, avayn tam, Yaakov Avinu. What does that add? Hagam pshuto shel mikrohu avanaisam shel am Yisrael zer Yaakov. If it says avanaisam, it means all Jews. So that's more inclusive than just Yaakov Avinu. What's avoin tam? It's all the various of all Jews. There's a kapara, not just avoin tam for Yaakov Avinu. So it seems like the drasha is coming to what? Is coming to minimize the significance of the all-encompassing kapara of the Tzila Zazel by taking it from Avonai Sam of all Jews to Avon Tam of Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean?
So Regilin, page Ayin Gilin. Regilin on Lahavi is Divrei Kalshus Shel Agrozal. The Gra taught, Asher Kol Dvar Misodna Al Das Chazal Kedoshim Kiyaduim, which of course is all based upon Chazal, Sheyoyim HaKippurim Hume'ein Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is unique. It's Chazal say in the Pasuk, Yevrei Barki Yom Echad, Echad is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is in a league of its own. It's unique. That's why it's the only day where the Satan doesn't have Rishus to Shter on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Me'ein Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is Me'ein is Epis, something of the next world. More than Shabbos. Shabbat time. It's more. And that's why in the world beyond this world, there's no eating. There's no drinking. The tzaddikim sit with their crowns. That's every Yom Kippur, we have a little bit of that. There's no eating, there's no drinking, and we sit around all day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vinu dechaye, behind the chaye olam haba, enim chaye guf. Chaye olam haba, life of the world to come. In olam haba, it's not chaye guf, it's not a physical life. Hanizoin machilo shesia gashmis, where there's eating and drinking physical food. Ela chayim ruchniyim. Olam haba is a life of ruchniyus. Hanizoin is evashchini, where the food is not. The food is not physical, it's the ziva shechina, it's the radiance of Hashem, of the shechina. V'hichnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'soich alameinu si'ur b'ze'er antin mi'oysam chayim. And Hashem has injected into our physical world a taste, a si'ur, some sort of a portrait, an image of what, on a smaller scale, of what's going to be beyond this physical world. Shemispashid by ha'odim and ha'guf, a day where we're free of the guf, as much as a living being can be free of physical things. So there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no intimacy, and so on. All of these things on Yom Kippur. V'chai chayim ruchniyim yoyser, but the life is a life of ruchniyus. So it's me'ein olam haba. That's what the Gra taught. Namshech es dvar of Hala. Let's go with what the Gra is teaching. Hina olam haba nikra olam bara. Olam haba, Chazal tell us, is a world that's bara, that's clear. It's clear. There's no more confusion. It's no taiva ra. Olam bara. K'mayi shomim b'gemar, like in the Gemara. Amri, olam hafuch v'isa? Olam bara v'isa. So, when he's talking, he's telling about the tzaddik who left the world for a brief time. He died for a brief time. And he came back and he saw, and he asked him what it was, an olam hafuch. He saw an olam hafuch, a reversed, upside down world. And he said, olam hafuch, he saw olam bara, he said. The world that you saw, that's the real world. That's the world that's not olam bara. This world is not emes. What we see with our eyes is not emes. What you experienced was not olam bara. Because the absolute truth is, of course, Hashem's oneness. That everything is Elokus. Everything is God. Shuhu levadayhu. The same way before He created the world. The same way at the beginning. V'efu zulasai. And there's nothing besides Him. Rak b'olameinu. Only in our world, yesh tishtush v'irpul rav. There's tremendous cloudiness. And the truth is obscured. It's confusing. Shiroim kaiches rabim hapoyalim, because we see in the world many
alternatives, many kaiches, many things that are going on. V'yesh afilu kaiches v'misnagdim elav umaridim bay. And there are kaiches that are in opposition to Hashem. V'ken nikra olam hafuch. Therefore, our world is called an upside-down world. An olam hafuch. T'hamarei shaboy him hepech emes. Because our world, what we see, is the opposite of the truth. It's the hepech of the emes. And what we see, it's the hepech, it's mamish the hepech of the truth. Avvoilam haba amr chazal shetahei b'yakarid in nizgav Hashem levada b'yomahu. On that day, avvoilam haba, it will be v'nizgav Hashem levada, then the truth will be revealed, that what udvarachama came emes v'kaim la'ad, that all along what we thought was the world was really an olam hafuch. And then there will be brought back to the olam borer. And the olam borer means that what? Ein oim levada. There's only the Baruch Shalom. Nizgav Hashem levada b'yomahu. Val kein hu olam borer. And that's a clear world. She'emes brur o behira sham. Where the truth is clear and is shining. V'hakara amite zu boikaz b'soich olameinu b'yom ha-kippurim. And this truth and this clarity bursts into our world on Yom Kippur. Sheyesh ba'al kol panim me'ein oisib riyus u'behibus, where we could feel me'ein, something along the lines of that olam borer, of that clarity, of that which is really obvious to the neshama of Hashem Echad. The mitziyah zu shenizgav Hashem levadai hi nechayin v'amitis gam hayayim. Because this Metzias of Inizgav Hashem Levadai is Hashem Melech. It's just as true now, even though it looks like it's not. That's the truth now. That's the absolute truth. Gam Hayayim. Not just Hashem Molech in the past and Hashem Yimloch. It's Hashem Melech. Like Eina Megiyah L'chushim Shalano. Just physically, we don't sense this. We don't feel it. We don't see it and hear it and smell it. I mean, tzaddikim do, but regular people don't. But on Yom Kippur, when we're taken up to a higher level where we're not eating and we're not drinking and so on, and we're in that place where the guf is quiet, more quiet than usual. So when the guf is more quiet than usual, then that inner rotzen pnimi, that emist, which is kaim la'ad of Hashem inside of us, can be felt, can be heard more than any other days of the year. That's the meaning that the satan doesn't bother us on Yom Kippur. And a person can really feel this emes on Yom Kippur. And this is the deeper meaning of the Chazal teaching us. The nosa es avanosam, that the seer la'azazel would carry upon it all of the averis of Bnei Yisrael. Avanosam is avoin tam, the sin of Yaakov Avinu. Avoin tam. The school of avoides shiluach haseir la'azazel. The inyan of sending the seir, of throwing the seir la'azazel off the mountain, hoysel virus and nakuda hapnimis shel am Yisrael, was in order to clarify the inner nakuda of what a Jew is, of who am Yisrael is. That's why Rav Huttner explains in Maimah that I've spoken about in the past. That's why we see that the two animals, the two goats, had to be identical. They had to look the same, they had to weigh the same height and the same look and the same price, because it's very hard to see the truth. In this world, there are things that look like they're the truth, but they're not. And in this world, it looks like, to our eyes, it looks like there are alternatives. It's not Hashem Echad. So on Yom Kippur, where we recognize that this world is an Olam Hafuch, and we chuck it off the mountain, and the olam borer is ein od malvadai. It's davke that those two seirim look so much alike. It's so easy to get confused. It's so easy. Deitz hadas toivirat. It's so easy to make that mistake. And the olam borer of Yom Kippur is that inside of each and every one of us, there's an olam borer. There is that clear. Unpolluted, perfect, rotzen, lasayitz v'tzayin Hashem, to do God's will. Shleid nivkime be'etzim ha'idei ha'tayim v'havaynis. And with all the bad stuff that we've done, it hasn't been able to spoil. It's never been able to spoil that inner point of who we are. So we're trying to get back to that Olam Bora by throwing the imposter, by throwing Esav. That's why they're twins, Yaakov and Esav. So you could get confused. And like the Kotzke said, and other tzaddikim said, that it shouldn't be, it's not the way we think. I spent many times spoke about this in shul. It's not the way that when we were kids, that they made in the coloring books, they made Esav look, they made Esav with tattoos and with long hair and, you know, and his nose pierced. That's not Esav. The Kotzke said Esav used to wear a shayna vaisa bekisha, and Esav wore white socks and had a nice, beautiful beard and beis. It's not the way that we think that Esav is going around like that, you know. It's confusing. Yaakov and Esav are twins. The Seel Hashem, the Seel HaZozel, what you think the truth is, it's very, very hard. In Yom Kippur, there's this Olam Bora that's infused into our brains, into our hearts. If a person wants it, where it's Bora, and then it's so clear to the person, and he doesn't just tell Esav, go mind your own business, he takes him and throws him off the mountain. Not like somebody who's still interested, like what Yoshua Beth spoke about, that a guy's a Masach Bekubia, right? He gambles. So when is his tshuva complete? So the Gemara says only when he throws out his dice. Why does he have to throw out his dice? He just put it in the closet. He doesn't have to throw it out. So Yoshua Beth explains, because only when the person feels that it's stupid, it's sick. I have no shaykhus to this. Not that an alcoholic puts it into the cabinet and he locks the cabinet. No, it's when he takes and pours it down the toilet and throws the bottle out into the garbage and finished. Not that he puts it into the cabinet or he puts it on the side someplace. It has to be an olam borer. That's the truth.
It's going to make people throw the TVs out, no?
Not to give it to some unsuspecting relative or something. Just to finish. It's an olam borer. An olam borer means that I don't have any problem with this thing. I'm done with this Indian. It's not that the seal is also, that the ear stays in my backyard and I just feed him and I keep him away from me. No. You throw him off to that place where there's nothing. Finished. David Pnimiusum, who would say name, he would say name, Lassif Zitzoncha. And on Yom Kippur, we feel that Pnimius of Vitzanein, Lassif Zitzoncha, where it's clear that the whole point of my life is being a Jew. That's all I want. Where it's with a clear picture of Hashem's truth. We're saying in Yom Kippur, al chet, Hashanah b'ganu, because you know we got confused, and we thought that the Seel HaZozel was going to make us happy, and we thought that there was something to it. So we did a dance with the Seel HaZozel during the year, but that's not the truth. These are forces outside of us, the Goliaths that we're in, and the Sor Shabis, the Chometz, it's outside, the Yetzer Hara. Ish Tam. And after everything we've done wrong, we're like Yaakov Avinu, who is described by the Torah as being Ish Tam, pure, untouched, innocent. Tamim Blishum, Blimum Upega Klav, that any blemish, perfect and clear. That's what's inside of us. I mean, Yom Kippur, we can come to that. Zagufa Hisibas a Kapar. And that is what brings the Kapar. That itself is what brings the Kapar. Kapar means cleaning. It means clarity. That's what Kapar is. The Kshemiz Galish Mitsiyusa Hamitis Ish Tam Be'etzim. When a Jew is able to feel that Ish Tam inside of him, that tmimus, that pureness inside of him. That the person who I really am is not this Seel HaZozel. It's not that stuff. That's not who I really am. I got rid of that. And the truth is from the perspective of that inner point inside of me, I'm incapable of going consciously against God. I would never do that. Once that's clear to him, and he's in that Olam Bora, and the emes is clear to him, then what happens is, then the chait is gone. Just like this year, Azazel, the chait is thrown off to Azazel. All the aveirs, all of that baggage that's artificial to the person is thrown away. And that is the full gilui,
much more than Rosh Hashanah, the full gilui of that nekuda of emes, of emes. Shirotzen zeh lo yichazef af pam, that this rotzen that I have to be a Jew will serve me till the end of my life. It will never ever fall back into the murkiness of the Sila Zolzom. It's a mistake with the printing. So we began with Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says that this is a positive command from the Torah for the person on Yom Kippur to awaken his spirit, to return to Hashem, to do tshuva for all of his affairs. The question we had was, "Haloi atshuva al chait echad kashamai." What do you mean to do tshuva on one chait is hard? That's itself hard enough. Ve'echi tochen loshu b'yem echad akol avaynis. What do you want to? How can we do on all of our various tshuva in one day? How's that possible to do tshuva on all of our various in one day? On the ma'perish anochin b'zehu ma'ashin isbor. But now we understand. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is to come to that inner point of emes, deep inside of myself. The meaning of Yom Kippur is not to go one by one with all of my yetzaharalach and to start getting into whole shakla v'tayyu with this yetzahar and that yetzahar and this aveir and that aveir. That's not the meaning of Yom Kippur. The meaning of Yom Kippur is to come to that nekuda of emes. And when you come to that nekuda of emes, then you could say, this alchet, this alchet, this alchet, all this stuff, fich, arise, out. It's disgusting. I don't have any shaykhs there. It's not me. It doesn't mean to one by one you can't do tshuva on one aveira. It's hard. Maybe a person can do one or two, but it's hard. So how can you do all your aveiras? The answer is that when you come to that nakuda of emes inside of yourself, then the whole aveiras, the whole world of aveiras becomes an obvious adam hafuch. It's clear to you that that's an upside down sick world. It's an upside down sick world. Like when a person sees a film of himself, how he was acting when he was drunk. So you ask him and he says, "Ashena zach, look at yourself. See what kind of person you are." And the guy now went through rehab for 6 months and he's totally clean. And he looks at himself in these movies of when he was drunk, and he says, "That's not me. That's not Adam Hafuch. That wasn't me. It's not Adam Hafuch. It's a reversed image of myself, not me." So then we don't have to talk to him about, you need to get off of, we want to talk, you have to stop taking gin and vodka. That's all I know. Scotch. So we don't go over the whole thing. You're going to fight against the scotch. You have to fight against the scotch. What? And what about the vodka? The vodka. Ooh, the vodka is not hayetzar. When the truth becomes clear, how you are a shikr. And that's not ilum hafuch of who you are. You don't have to itemize everything. He doesn't have to struggle with each thing separately. The whole thing is sick. My whole life was not ilum hafuch. Crazy. Crazy life I was living. Not ilum hafuch. Let's go through this website and through that website and through this website and to filter this and to filter that and to filter that. Filter. The whole thing is crazy. When a person sees it's not ilum hafuch. What are you sitting there pressing buttons looking at bad things? So I'm going to try to stay away from this bad thing. This coming Yom Kippur, I'm going to stay away from this bad thing. No, it's better than nothing. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of Yom Kippur is emes. And emes shows you, in that light of emes, this is an adam hafuch. Narishkeit. That's an narishkeit. It's worse than narishkeit. It's an adam hafuch. Our children look up to us and they love us and they respect us, hopefully, right? They love us, they respect us, look up to us. If they would see us doing one of these aveiras, they would see an ilum hafuch of the person that they know. They'd say, "That's my father." Like if a kid would get all the pictures of what his father's done in his life, God forbid, can you imagine? A kid would get a picture, all the pictures of his father's life, whatever he did in private, everything, he has a picture. The kid would say, "That's not my father." "What is that?" "I don't know, my father, that's that. He got sick. He was sick. He wasn't feeling well. Something happened to him. That's not my father. I know my father. My father would never do those things. It's not my father." When a person sees the Olam Bora, then he looks at his aveiros as being the Olam Hafuch of who he is.
To get to that inner point of who we are, that point of emes that doesn't change, that point of returning the loss of tzarich, that we want to do God's will. And the day has in it that school, that koach to help us get there. And when a person is awakening that longing to get to that nekuda of emes inside of himself, then the whole Averis thing goes out the window, goes is thrown off the mountain. It's not one by one. He loses his interest in Averis. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that if you awaken your ruach, you arouse your spirit. In other words, you get to your neshama. He's not talking about doing tshuva on this Averis, that Averis. To get to that rotzen hapnimi, that's chovri, that's hidden deep within oneself, to get to that inner rotzen, to that nekud of emes, then we may law all the aveiras go away. Not just this aveira, all aveiras. Because you get to that point inside of this called Yaakov Ish Tam, the tmimis, the tamim. Ulaitsir legiloi gomor. Then you see the truth. Then mimela, you become totally disinterested, and you lose complete any shaykhus. You lose to the side of Ra. Which I endowed. Kulonu yoidim shalom rois kolas yaita dishmaine flos sheyesh biyom kippur. Everybody knows. After learning all that we've just learned. And how Yom Kippur, there's an unbelievable siyata d'shmaya to come to this nakuda of the tkiya inside, of that emes, of that dvarach ha-malkin emes, the kaim la'ad, and to come to the olam bora, to throw away the olam hafuch, even though we have all that siyata d'shmaya, ain't a machzik maimi b'der klal, it's very hard to keep it up. That's the hardest thing. Noch Yom Kippur. The hardest thing. What do the Chassidim call the day after Yom Kippur? You know? It's a special name, the day after Yom Kippur. It's called God's Numen, God's name. Shem Hashem. That's the hardest thing. The Shem Hashem means all that we're talking about. Hoy, hoy, viya, melech, melech, yimlech. It means that truth, that clarity, that olam bara, to be able to have noch Yom Kippur, to be able to stay connected to God's Numen. Why it's called that, it's not for now. But this is also, we understand in a deep way, why it's called that. It's the problem is after Yom Kippur. The Derech Klal, it's hard to keep it up. Shekvar l'mocha, l'kama yomim, pag haritzinis, shel hayom HaKadosh. That it could be the next day, it could even be the same day, Chas V'Shalom, but the next day or a few days later, the whole seriousness and the whole meaning of Yom Kippur is already fulfilled. It's gone. You go back to the old regular mahalach. In other words, you just go back to the olam hafuch. Go back to the olam hafuch. We could have a t-shirt with ayin hey that stands for olam hafuch and am haritz. You could have on the t-shirt ayin hey olam hafuch. I live in an olam hafuch. My whole life is a pumfakertik life. It's an upside down, inside out, reversed life. And it's so hard not to go back to that. And the tzaddikim have taught us that the ikur way to avoid slipping back into the olam hafuch is by making good decisions, kabbalas, strong decisions and resolutions, ala osid for the future. Reasonable, doable, but clear. Kabbalas for the future. Because then you're tapping into that olam bara of Yom Kippur. Omnam yeshin et posim al protim misuyomim. It could happen that during the course of the year, you get a little bit, you make a mistake, and you fall away a little bit. Then you try to strengthen yourself and to make more of a gather that you shouldn't fall back. But at least you know the truth. At least you know that when you make a mistake, it's a mistake, and you know that it's wrong, and you know you shouldn't do that. It's not enough just to be able to catch ourselves and with making a mistake and trying to put ourselves back and to do the right thing. And we have to come to this
Yitzhak Litva is Nakuda is Sharoshia Samagbiim is Kalachai. It's not enough just to choose a little thing, you know, to try, I'll be better this Indian, that Indian. And Yom Kippur, those hachlotas are very, very important. There's no question about it. But we have to try to get to the Nakudas of Sharoshias, the root issues. Hamagbiim is Kalachem that can lift up our entire life. And that Mimela will bring improvement to all of the details of our lives. But you have to get to the kishkas. You have to get to the shirish of it. Of course there should be kabbalas. But get to the shirish of what it means to be and live in an Olam Hafuch and to say, I don't want to live in an Olam Hafuch. I want to be in an Olam Bor. I want to be in an Olam Emes. How could you keep that up after Yom Kippur? So you have to take upon yourself certain things that are part of that Olam Bor, but to live throughout the year, to try to hold on to that bigger picture of being in the Olam Bor, not being in the Olam Hafuch. This is what we spoke about. Shiyesh siyaita d'shmai b'yom kippur lachshoyf es harotzen ha'pnimi shulaseis v'tzon yisbarach. In Yom Kippur, we can get to that place inside, the rotzen ha'pnimi, to do Hashem's will. And if we could be successful in trying to get to that deeper rotzen and emes inside of us, shiyachshav yoseis rotzen zeh, that's not just making one Kabbalah that I'm going to be better with Lashon Hara next year. Again, that's nice. Or I'm going to try to stay away from this Aveira to do that mitzvah. All that's good. But the Ikar of Yom Kippur is to get to that point of Emes, which changes one's entire way of looking at life. So that you look at that stuff that you were doing that was bad, you look at it as being silly, as being terrible, as being upside down. I can't tell you exactly what you should do in your life, but everybody knows how to be mechazik. This is what I'm talking about. He says, I'll give you an example, though. He says, why don't you take upon yourself to spend this year, or at least a significant part of the year, paying very, very close attention to thinking about one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. That this year, I'm going to be thinking about whatever that bracha that you pick, and I'm going to be thinking about this bracha, learning it before, thinking about it during, no matter what distractions I have, every Shemoneh Esrei, I'm a couple of myself, every Shemoneh Esrei this coming year, Shachris Mincha Maariv, that this bracha is 100%. I'm going to give it everything. L'tzayi la'atzmai es midas ha'gedula u'midas ha'gevura shel ha'bari olam, and to use that as an opportunity to think about Hashem and Hashem's greatness and so on. Shein lo gvul v'tachlis, that's without end. V'sheish like kesher ishi in kel godl v'nayr v'zen, that you have a personal connection to the Baruch Shalom you're talking to in this bracha, and you're talking about, and to, in this bracha. Hare kol hashkefosav, a kol tchushoysav, shonim echusam. It could change your entire way of thinking. The whole quality of a person's life could be totally changed by that. V'zeu chizik shekol shtitchei achayim v'vasachas. That's a chizik that you could bring into your life that could change your entire life. Not just this one particular part of my life. That could have, having a Shemoneh Esrei like that 3 times a day, that's not just going to change your Shemoneh Esrei. That's going to be changing your life. If you have a Shemoneh Esrei like that 3 times a day, with one bracha, deep and real. Because when you do that, you're going to come to a bigger, through that, you're going to come to a bigger way of thinking about yourself and about life and about what the tachlis is of your life. Each person has to find his own way to do this, to lift himself up. In this way, the school is Hayom, the day of Yom Kippur, could be really, really used in a terrific way. And finally, I just want to add, he says, one more detail to this whole picture. Of course, Yom Kippur, there are two things. Ha'echad yom mechilas avayis. It's a day of forgiveness, of kapara. V'leislei reshus l'satan l'estunin. The satan doesn't have reshus to mess this up on Yom Kippur. That's one inyan of Yom Kippur. V'ashen is the second that most of us don't think about, because it's not really so much a part of the davening, is that Yom Kippur is yom chasun asai. That's the day of the chasun. That's the day that we receive the second luchas. That Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchas. We were forgiven for the chet ha'egel. That was Yom Kippur. And therefore it says in the pasuk in Shir Shim, Yom Chasun Asai, Yom Simchas Libay, Yom Chasun Asai, is Yom Kippur is when we see the Luchas Shnius. That's the day of the Chasun. Shinu baluchas shneis. Both of these contain within them the mystery of chazara, of going back to before things got messed up, going back to the beginning. Kaparas havainis, as far as the kapar of the havainis, we just learned that. Nizbar kvar shehu chazaras habri l'sharsha, means going back before they were aveiros. To that point inside of ourselves, that's emes, that's olam bara, where there are no aveiros. That's a chazara, that's going back to the original person. Van Hoggis Ayichad Elyon, Sheminusa me al darche scharva einus, that's higher than any of my mitzvahs, my aveirus, that goes back to the panemius of who I am. But also Valuchas Hashnias, the second Luchas is also him ein Luchas Vishinus. The Luchas Shnias means going back to how it was before the Luchas were broken. And I have a second set of luchas. The second set of luchas doesn't just mean a new set. It means going back to the luchas before they broke. Shechozer behen yisolim atzavish al adam rishon lefnei chet. And that's why we were able to go back to the madrega of adam rishon before the chet. That which we messed up and the luchas were broken on shevasa betamis, now we're able to go back to luchas shnias, which means to go back to adam rishon lefnei chet. And all this corresponds to what originally happened on that first Yom Kippur after we left Mitzrayim, when we were forgiven for the Cheta Egel and we received the Luchas Shnias, and the Luchas Shnias meant Adam Harishon Kaidem Achet. It meant Tshuva, it means going back to before we ever got confused and before we ever got lost. Now Hashem is supposed to help us that we should be Zarecha to touch that point inside, and through that to take upon ourselves something to do, something to think. You could maybe to use what Rebellia suggests over here about a brach and shemen esrei, but something that will help us through the year live with a bigger picture of the olam borer, and to stay away from the olam hafuch, and all of the aveiros of klai yisrael should be thrown onto the seal azazel and should go on the heads of our enemies, and it should be for olam mashiach b'hasiyan lishpait this ha'yisav. Harry Savoy, Slashem Hamlucha, with the Gulashem Amitis on me.